and everything that had happened recently. August was not the only, or even the main, reason why he had stopped working at Solifon. His life was in turmoil, and for a moment he wondered if he really knew what he was getting himself into. As the taxi came into the Wasserstein neighborhood, it felt as if all the blood was draining from his body. But there was no turning back now. He paid the taxi on Tuschgarten and took out his luggage, leaving it just inside the building's front entrance. The only thing he took with him up the stairs was an empty suitcase, covered with a brightly colored map of the world, which he had bought at San Francisco International. He stood outside the apartment door, panting. With his eyes closed, he imagined all the possible scenarios of fighting and screaming. And actually, he thought, you could hardly blame them. Nobody just turns up and snatches a child from his home. Least of all a father whose only previous involvement had consisted of depositing money into a bank account. But this was an emergency. So he steeled himself and rang the doorbell, fighting off the urge to run away. At first there was no answer. Then the door flew open, and there was Westmann, with his piercing blue eyes and massive